Can someone still be a narcissist if they don't Hoover you or they don't try to contact you when they're doing the disappearing act? That's a question that came up during a recent Ask Me Anything poll, and that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. Our question today is, can they still be a narcissist if they don't Hoover or try to contact you during their disappearing episodes? Just to clarify, this is a question from one of our Spanily members when I gave them an opportunity to ask me anything. To give you the shortest answer possible, yes, they can still be a narcissist if they don't Hoover you or try to suck you back in. And they can still be a narcissist if they don't try to contact you during their disappearing episodes. Take a look at this. First, a brief definition of Hoovering.
It's what a narcissist does when they want to suck you back into the relationship. A lot of people are going to be going, why would you want to be Hoovered by a narcissist? But I'm here to tell you, it's human to want to be Hoovered, because to be Hoovered means that even though we know they're messed up people, even though we know they have issues and things are wrong with them, it means that they care enough about us to try to suck us back in, right? Well, kind of. What they really want from us is our supply, as we know. They don't really want us personally. They want what we do for them or what we can do for them, right?
Okay, but
why wouldn't a narcissist Hoover? Reason number one, sometimes when someone isn't Hoovering you, it's because you are a secondary supply to them in some way. What that means is that either there's another primary supply, another wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend, or that person doesn't consider you a primary person in their life. So if, say, it's a parent who doesn't Hoover you back in, it's because they have probably been hanging out with another sibling or with another person who's sort of replaced you in their mind. Now, that brings me to number two, the second reason that a narcissist might not Hoover you is because they're temporarily with a new supplier, because they've already found a new supply who is keeping them engaged at the moment. That doesn't mean they won't come back later, though, so be aware of that. Number three, you may have already been Hoovered and just not be aware of it. See, sometimes the Hoover exists only to get supply, and they're not actually trying to bring you back into the relationship. They're only Hoovering you to get them back involved so that they can get something from you, whether that's money, sex, time, whatever. You may have been Hoovered and not even been aware of it because all they were doing was fighting with you or yelling at you after you went no contact. Sometimes they don't want to bring you back in. Sometimes they simply want to get the supply from you and move on. Unfortunate, but true. If they want to resume the formal relationship, the official relationship with you, that's what we see as the Hoover. But the Hoover isn't always about the formal relationship. Sometimes the Hoover is really about getting positive feedback from you, getting you to take care of them, again, giving you some sort of supply. And sometimes the Hoovering is just about fact-finding. They're just looking for information about you that they can use against you in court or in a public court of opinion for a smear campaign. So be aware of that. Another thing to consider is the possibility that the Hoovering has been done by a third party and you just didn't realize it. Maybe the narcissist's mother, father, best friend, sibling, whatever, came to you and talked to you about the narcissist and somehow drew information from you, and that may have been their attempt at a Hoover. The Hoovering could have been about finding information about you for, you know, like I said, a smear campaign or something like that. The Hoover may have come through a third party inadvertently, and you just may not have realized that that was what was happening in that moment. There are a couple of other possibilities, one of which being, it's possible that you haven't given the narcissist the opportunity to Hoover, and if you haven't, good for you. Well, if you haven't because of no contact. If you've been contacting them constantly and trying to get in touch with them, they may be overwhelmed by your attempts to contact them, and therefore they may be avoiding you. So, not to offer any advice on getting Hoovered, but if the situation changed and you were suddenly not contacting them, that could totally flip the whole deal for you. I don't want you to do that, though, because listen, I mean, I do want you to not contact them, but not with the intention of getting them to Hoover you, because being Hoovered means being sucked back into the same toxic mess you were just in. And in my opinion, if you stick it out, you might actually be able to get into a healthy relationship at some point in your life where you can be loved and treated with respect and treated like you deserve to be treated. Imagine that. Another reason you're not getting Hoovered, it just might be too early in the relationship. Or lack thereof, too early in the breakup period. Like I said, they may be preoccupied, they may be doing other things and not ready to Hoover yet, so it may just be coming still. Sometimes it takes them a while. I've seen people be Hoovered 10 years later. I don't think there's any sort of happy medium on this one. Although it does tend to happen early in the breakup period, within days or months, there are those who don't do it right away, who do it later. It might also be that you're just not coming up on their radar because you're intentionally steering clear of them and staying with your no contact, in which case, kudos to you, my friend. So what are you supposed to do if you want to be hoovered? How do you deal with that? Well, the fact is, there's not a lot you can do. You can play games, you can try to teach the narcissist that you're better in some way, or you're different in some way, or you lost weight or whatever, but that's not going to matter. Until the narcissist wants to hoover you, they won't. And in fact, if they think that you want them to, they're less likely to do so. I suggest, instead of doing any of that you put your head up, stand up, and you take your life back. And you look into yourself and you see what it is that you love about the world. What do you love about your life? What can be better? What can you change? And work on making your life better. Work on making yourself better. Make yourself the person that you want to be, the person you've always wanted to be, regardless of what the narcissist thinks, feels, or says. Because none of that in the long run is going to matter to you. What really matters right now, my friend, is you and your ability to be happy. You deserve to be happy, and you don't need some narcissist to tell you when you're allowed to be happy and when you're not.
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, could you relate to this question? Did you find yourself not being hoovered, or were you one of the unlucky ones who did experience the hoover? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I'm going to offer a really quick shout out to my entire Spanily. You will notice a new thing I'm doing now where I'm showing you as many subscriber names as I can during this little section of the video. And they're right there. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting this channel, for liking and sharing my content, and for just being here, commenting, being part of the Spanily. Thank you. And a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, those people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their contributions allow me to continue to make videos for you and be here for you every single day, and help me to continue to grow my message in so many ways. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. The amazing Inner Circle includes La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetto. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.